Welcome back, WNST Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We are at Fadley's. We're in Lexington Market, and we're doing Baltimore Positive. And I got to get all the microphones right here because I got Don Moeller in his Oriole gear. We've got
Oriole week.
How many? 2 dozen crabs here. These look like number ones to me. We got some males here, and the divine family of Fadley's. Nancy and Bill are here. I've never seen you without a spatula making it, crab cakes and doing things. You're famous.
Every now and then I clean up.
Man, they fixed you all up, man.
That's
wait,
right.
How many years?
Look at these.
Look at this.
Look at that. Come on.
When's the first time you walked into Lexington Market? Because Don and I, when we walk into Lexington Market, we remember the first time we walked into Lexington Market.
I don't remember. I was so little. I think my dad brought me in to visit my grandfather when I was just a baby. My grandfather was here in 1886 when this was an outside market.
Now, you knew that grandfather that was here in 86. He told you stories.
That's right.
Of the day he walked in here in 1886.
No, he didn't tell me stories about that. I wasn't interested in that at that time.
Oh. You were interested in boys or what?
No. I just came along for the ride to see what was going on.
Well, her husband's sitting next to her, too, so, you know. He probably would say she was interested in boys because you were the boy,
right? I have no idea. I wasn't from Baltimore. I'm from Kansas. She was a blind date. I used to say
what?
It. Yeah.
How does a guy from Kansas and a girl from Baltimore get to what happened here?
Blind date.
What year was this? Give me a year.
58.
All right. My parents were married in 45 in Mount Carmel in Essex. So I'm 50. Yep. So you guys met and the Colts won a championship and there we go.
Yeah. That was a big year. That's right.
Tell me the first time he touched a crab.
Oh. It was well after we... Right after we got married. And Bill was in Norfolk at the time, right? You were stationed at Norfolk?
Navy.
All right. He was...
She met a sailor. Mr. Fanning probably didn't like
and
that.
And the rest is history.
No, it went like this. I went to Towson State Teachers College.
Oh.
And I had a friend there, girlfriend there, and I had some friends down in Annapolis at the Naval Academy. And at that time frame, they had tea dances on Sunday afternoon. And they used to beg us because the girls didn't come and go.
Right.
And they'd say to me, Nancy, can't you get some girls to come down? Because they didn't want to dance with themselves at the tea dances. So I talked one of my good friends into going. And she met her husband down there. And he turned out to be an admiral, built the Trident missile. So she did pretty good.
Nice. She's glad you took her to the party that day.
Glad she
lived a good life.
And her husband was on board ship, a very young, in fact, Bill was senior to him at the time, on aboard of a destroyer. And they introduced me to Bill. 61 years ago.
And here we are. That's a lot of crab cakes ago.
That's right.
So we're here at Fadley's. We're doing Baltimore Positive. Don, when you and I got together to talk about this, this is exactly what we dreamed to be doing six months later, is sitting in places like Fadley's, advertising, promoting, telling your story. And we get to know you just from television. And I've told you, I've been over here 100 times for crab cakes. I've lived downtown 20 years. I used to walk through here going to Camden Yards back in the 90s. First time I could afford an upscale crab cake back in the day. You know, and I never talked to you. You're a little intimidating to me because of the legend, you know, seeing you on television, mixing up these crab cakes. You're always so busy in here. We're here a little early in the day, but there's always a line out the door. And I'm like, leave that lady alone. She gets bothered by every tourist. This beautiful lady back here from Chicago is eating one of your crabs. She's just here being a tourist. And
Nestor gave her a lesson.
I gave her a lesson, and he told me I did it wrong. I've been doing it wrong for 50 years.
He did it east side. I was showing him
west side.
We did the West Side method.
Do you take the claws off first or no? In East Side, we take the claws off first because I don't want to deal with all that.
Be honest.
No, I don't. I use it as levers.
Of course.
Leave the claws on.
No, the claws for me are dessert.
I sell that one.
Don't go ripping that one apart.
That's right. I did sell that already.
Somebody tried to come buy them all.
Yeah, came by our promotion here. I guess I just grew up. My dad was here after my grandfather.
Was this where you wanted to be when you were a little girl in your spare time, or no?
No, I went to Towson to teach.
Okay, so you had...
did you ever teach?
You were a kid, did
yes,
you want
Yes, I did. I taught in Halethorpe for a couple years, and then...
You were trying to not do this for a living, maybe.
That's right.
Okay,
and Bill was
enough.
In the Pentagon, and we moved to Arlington, and I taught in Arlington the first year we were married. And Bill would come over and help my dad with the business on weekends. And after a while, our little children came along, and my father said, why don't you get out of the Navy and come in with me? So that was it. So he brought both of us back into the business then. Bill left the Navy. He had,
well, Bill, I want to ask you,
years
what made this attractive on the weekends for a kid from Kansas off a boat in love with this lady and her father?
$25?
Well, I got paid $20 a day, and I could live on that all week up in Philadelphia.
But it wasn't the smell of fish or the taste of crab cakes.
No, but it was, the thing was, Baltimore at that time frame was on the verge of thriving. I could see it, and that's why I said, yeah.
1960, around that area?
It's 64.
64.
Yeah, and it was just on the verge of booming. And I said, I want to be a part of it.
You know what? I don't think you can look into 55 years ahead to say what it would be or your whole life would be here. And people would come from all over the world. We were here last week, and there were, like, admirals ordering crabs and crab cakes for balls when we were in the middle. You left. You said, I'm sorry, I got to tend to business. We business, too. I mean, you're in the business selling seafood here. That's why I leave you alone when I'm in here during rush hour. And I don't want to come up and say, oh, I've been eating your crab cakes my whole life. And all. But I have, and I've had a couple of beers year before ball games and whatnot. We're trying to bring the city to the best city it can be, right? And you guys are here in the middle of it. And when we talk to you, it's not lost on you. People come to you down in Ellicott City where you make home.
I'm going to have to interrupt you for
a
second.
Sure,
we're about to lose 24 of our friends.
We sold these.
These are sold.
Sorry.
I guess
good thing I didn't open one. She's trying to teach me how to eat it.
For those of you,
sorry,
you had to take them.
For those of you listening on the podcast and not watching on Facebook, we had 24 beautiful blue crabs, Maryland crabs, that we just lost because they were sold. I guess that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, right?
So,
I'm very proud of Lexington Market. It was wonderful in bygone years because anybody that was anybody came to Lexington Market because we're one of the oldest markets in the country, and it was such a mix and a beautiful the people coming together, and still is today.
Well, that's the one thing people say. You go to the city, you still have a business in the city.
Oh, my heavens.
And you're here every single day, slinging fish, slinging crab cakes, selling beer, having fun. Beautiful ladies from Chicago coming through. She's going to 50 states, and she wants to eat a crab in Maryland, and she's doing it at Fadley's, right?
So, that's right.
And
that
happens every day of your life here, literally, right?
We have the best.
You
that's
told
why.
Us a story about the difference between a Maryland crab, right, and any other kind of crab, and I want to let you on the soapbox on that, because you can't really get a Maryland crab in December, right?
No. We start getting them in May, and they're gone mostly. I think I get them all the way up until December.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving, and they're the heaviest then. They're at their best in September. People don't realize that.
Don doesn't need him then because he can't enjoy him with an Oriole game and a beer and Chuck Thompson.
I know that the Divines are great Oriole fans. Nestor and I go back and forth. I wore my Oriole shirt today. It's the week we've drafted Adley Rutschman. It's day one of the new era, right,
Good.
Bill?
Don wants to be the guy that says, I was still there when they lost 130 games
day,
back in 19.
Day
I was
one
there.
Of the Baltimore positive. But go back to Nestor's question about, because I know people, we talked about this last week, I know people who are fanatical. They won't eat a crab unless it's a Maryland crab. Talk a little bit about the difference between Maryland crabs and crabs you might fly in.
You can taste
over.
The difference.
Oh, I absolutely can taste the difference. It's the flavor. It's the flavor, and they're fat, and they have a distinct flavor from any. Even if you get, it's the same crab in Virginia, But it has something to do with when they take them out of the Maryland waters.
Anybody who would eat an oyster would tell you that. Anybody who would eat an oyster would tell
you
that this bed of water and that bed of water is going to provide a different oyster.
Correct.
Right, literally, right?
I think I've kind of blown people away sometimes when I put it in my mouth and say, no, this is because often when I've gone places, people have asked me, would you taste our crab cake? Give us an idea what you think about it, you know, and they'll tell me, oh, unfortunately, not too long ago, I was down on the Eastern Shore at a very plush, very well-known spot, and the waiter said to me, oh, we get our fresh seafood every day. And I said, you do it? He said, how about trying our crab cake? And I said, love to. So he brought it out. I took one bite, and I went, no.
You could taste it.
And it wasn't just the seasoning.
And I said, no, go back and tell me, go back and read the can and see what it looks like. I said, is it a tin or is it a plastic container? Tell me what it looks like. And he came back, and he says, ma'am, you were right. And he took the price of my meal off the
Wow.
Because
so there is some honor.
So there, yes.
Okay.
He did not, you know, and I was in Maryland at the time. That's what blew my mind.
So here's where I want to get. By the way, Nancy Devine, Bill Devine, the great Fadley family, we're Fadley Seafood, we're Lesson to Market, Don Mueller, of course. On crab cakes, okay? Everybody's got a recipe, okay? And everybody's got a favorite one or whatever. And this is almost where I get with Kiefer Mitchell about whether marshmallow belongs on a snowball or not. We all can have an argument, you know, as to whether that's the case or not.
That's over a glass of orange juice, right?
I enjoy all... People say, what's your favorite crab cake? And I would say, well, I have a bunch of different crab... I mean, Costas. I've had sponsors from all business. And everyone makes it differently. And there's a real argument about whether a pepper... Red pepper, green pepper.
Doesn't belong in there.
See,
I'm with you, Bill.
Okay. I enjoy them.
It also doesn't belong
in
crab.
That's another dish.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's another dish.
She's from Chicago. Right. She'd say what's out there is real pizza. We would say that's a casserole. That's not pizza. That's a casserole. So from your recipe, give me a little background about the philosophy of your recipe. Too much of this, too little of that.
Without giving away the exact recipe.
And why your recipe is your recipe. Because how many crab cakes? People come to you all the time and say, I know it's not as good as yours because they don't want to offend you, but try this one and see if you like. Are there other crab cakes that you like?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
What makes a crab cake delicious in your mind?
In 1987, we had crab cakes. We had one made from claw meat at one time frame, an inexpensive crab cake. I think it sold for 50 cents at one time.
Like a cottie almost.
And then we had, cottie was less.
Yeah, sure, of course.
I mean, and then we had one that was made from...
Special.
Which was...
what they call back then the day.
Yeah, and of course, there were different ways of...
how many grades are there? Three or four?
Now...
Well, it depends on where you are.
Three. You sell three cuts. So there's claw, special, and back fin?
Sell two.
You sell two.
I sell the one made from the body meat, which sometimes is called lump, sometimes it's called
back fin.
And I made one from jumbo lump.
And you said that was the first time anyone had done that.
Yes, it is the first one.
I mean, that's amazing.
Time because, well, it was an expensive, and you use the jumbo lump for other dishes, like imperial crab or specialty dishes. And I thought a lot about using jumbo lump because, of course, in this, I didn't have a white tablecloth.
She's bringing this over because we did this experiment. I want to show everyone because you gave us a number for this little box, and we got some napkins. We're at Fadley's, everybody, and if you're out of the video camp, you're going to want to see this. So
if you're listening to the podcast, you may want to jump on and watch it on Facebook.
So open these for us here if you're out. Damie's here. She's off camera, but...
That's the back, and that's the body meat.
Okay, so this is the back fin, the body meat, and the camera's over here, but we it's okay.
This is the lump.
This
is a straight pick.
Yeah, look at the difference.
The entire crab.
So tell everybody about this, because these look like little hearts of lump. Crab meat, we've all seen the difference between what... That's all right, but...
Describe it, Nestor. Give it from the visual. Describe it to folks who are listening in their car.
This would
right
be
now
the smaller minced meat versus, which looks like it could have come out of a claw, but it probably came out of a body, but it's a smaller... And these are these giant, almost hearts, that you would call a jumbo lump piece.
That'll
How many it, crabs right does
in
it take to make that...
Ounce.
To make that little box.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
This is a lump.
Pick where they pick the
bottom and the lump.
Oh, okay, so that's a
that's
mix.
Straight
that's
pick
a mix. No, okay.
That's the jumbo
and
lump.
And this
that's
is jumbo.
Straight jumbo.
Show that one off.
America.
So we can see that. Yes.
Show that one off.
Okay, we can see that. I can see it on the camera. It's all good. So this is the... Now, how many crabs is in my hand?
Start counting just the top layer.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I would say there are...
So that's 50, five crabs.
50 to 70 crabs.
See, crabs. That's mind-boggling.
Each one of these is a crab.
No, two of them.
Two of them.
Two lumps.
Two lumps.
Two lumps to a crab.
So there's 30 or 40 crabs in my hand.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a hell of a lot of money. And these weren't small crabs. These weren't little babies. These were decent.
And the rest of the body meat went into.
And if you see this yellow, that's all fat.
Fat, and that's,
and that gives it flavor.
That's a local. That will taste different if this crab was from Texas.
Yeah,
that's
because
what
a lot
we
of
won't
it is
see,
washed.
Right?
That's
yes,
what you won't we'll see.
The,
some other
well, Dami's chiming in.
Dami's. I should have gotten her a mic.
Right,
I'll do that.
We're gonna have
segment
to bring her around.
You know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we grab a quick break? We're at Fadley's. We're gonna eat some crab cakes. On the next segment, we'll come back. We'll get Dami a mic, and we'll talk some more about. I want to talk more about your business right now. Where your business 2019? Who comes here? Why they come here? And also more of the history of the market, because we waited a long time to do Baltimore Positive. We want to do it in Baltimore, and there's nothing more positive than a Fadley's crab cake in downtown Baltimore.
And Nestor, I'm going to say it over and over. If you're out in one of the suburbs right now, I don't care if you're in Harrod County, Carroll County, Baltimore County, get in your car. Come on down to Fadley's. Incredible, incredible place.
We're at Fadley's. We're at Lexington Market. We're back. It's a Baltimore Positive episode
19.
We're losing track. We're back for more. It's Baltimore Positive, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net, where we never stop talking important things like whether peppers belong in crab cakes. Bill says, no way.
I'm with Bill.